This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Aileen Sheehan Wilson. She is with Girl Scouts of Western North Carolina, and she's with us today to talk about scouting and volunteers. Welcome to our program. Let's begin by talking about the mission of Girl Scouts. What are you all about?
Girl Scouts is an organization that's been around for a long time, started in 1912, and our mission is basically to build girls of courage, confidence, and character, and to help them make the world a better place.
Why would I want my daughter to join the Scouts?
One of the most important things to me about Girl Scouts is the fact that we are sort of a one-stop shop. We do a lot of different things, a lot of different activities, and girls get to experience a lot of different types of things for the rest of their lives. They get service. They get to experience sports, technology, arts and crafts, science, all of these different things. It is wonderful to be a part of a lot of the other after-school activities that they have in this world, but Girl Scouts is a great place to experience a great many things while also building that character that they definitely need.
What are the requirements to be a Girl Scout?
It's pretty simple. You have to show interest. You have to have your parents pay a $10 joining fee that covers basically your Girl Scout membership, and then you have to attend the meetings. Uniforms aren't required. We do have some pins that we like girls to wear to count them as being in uniform, and of course many girls have the uniform, but it's not something that's mandatory. There are dues that they usually have at each troop meeting, but there really aren't a ton of requirements. We try to make it as inexpensive as possible. I like to say it's one of the after-school activities that you can do for the least amount of money in this area.
Tell us all about volunteers and what someone needs to do and how many you need and so forth.
Well, volunteers are extremely important to our organization. We are a volunteer-run organization. I am not a troop leader. I'm a staff member. There are not many of us as staff members. So to be a troop leader, we have three trainings. One is an orientation. It sort of teaches you about Girl Scouting. Two is a let's get started, and what that means is we show you all the different things that you have to do to be a leader, and then you have to do a training that teaches you about the age level you're working with. It's not a lot. We, you know, are dealing with young girls, so we do try to teach you a lot before you start, but it's a fun training, or at least we try to make it fun. And other than that, it's about working with the girls, it's about planning troop meetings, and it's about being a part of our organization, accepting our promise and law, and really making a commitment to the girls you're working with.
You said you need volunteers in Yancey, but you really, really, really need volunteers in Mitchell.
Yes, we have three troops in Mitchell right now. We desperately need more for the amount of population we have in Mitchell County. It's just not enough. We desperately need more. We have girls that go on waiting lists every year that don't get placed. I see girls in schools every year, and I just don't have places to put them because we just don't have volunteers.
She's here, and she has several boxes of cookies in front of me. She's tempting me, I think. Why do you sell the cookies?
Well, Girl Scout cookies are not a typical fundraiser. It's not like the fundraisers you do with school and things like that. Girl Scout cookies are actually a program. We do it not only to bring in funds, but we also do it so that girls learn. It's something that I jokingly call edutainment, which I learned from another a bunch of different places. But what it is girls have a lot of fun while they're also learning how to speak to the public. They're learning money management skills. They're learning how to set goals. Goal setting is something that girls in our day and time don't always get in other locations. And Girl Scouts is one wonderful place to learn goal setting and to learn how important it is to sort of set what you want and make that happen.
I just learned something. I thought it was all about just raising money, but it's actually teaching young girls many skills they can certainly use. Tell me about finding out more about your program, and if someone in the community wants to volunteer or join up, what do they do?
It is very simple. You just need to contact me, Aileen Sheehan Wilson. My phone number is 1-800-522-6280, extension 312. And you can also go to our website, www.girlscoutswnc.org. Either of those locations, if you call our office and you say, I'm from Mitchell or Yancey County and I'm interested in volunteering, you don't even have to say my name. They will know exactly where to send you. So you just need to sort of give us a call and or send us an email through our website and let me know that you're interested.
Tell me that phone number again.
1-800-522-6280, extension 312.
Thank you very much, Aileen Sheehan Wilson. She is with the Girl Scouts of Western North Carolina, and she needs you to volunteer for Community Close-Up. I'm Steve Murphy.